Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Senate Republicans push ahead.
We've got the votes to confirm the judge before the election.
Flip-flopping on coronavirus advice.
They now are drawing the fire of incompetency again.
Deluge in Texas.
So much property lost on the beach in one little storm.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's no let-up in the president's push to name and confirm a Supreme Court nominee to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg before Election Day. Our coverage begins with White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
A lot of presidents get none. We've had three. It's blowing their minds.
At yet another packed campaign rally in Ohio Monday night, President Trump teased his Supreme Court pick.
Probably Saturday we will announce the nominee, and it's somebody that you're going to have great respect for.
The president is pushing to get his nominee on the court in the quickest confirmation since Sandra Day O'Connor was appointed in 1981.
I'd rather see it all take place before the election, so before November 3rd.
Are you concerned if you lost the election, it would be harder to get the person confirmed?
No, I don't think so.
CBS News has learned that 48-year-old Amy Coney Barrett, a federal appeals court judge, met with President Trump at the White House Monday. Vice President Mike Pence told Nora O'Donnell that the goal is to install anti-abortion rights judges at all levels.
Are you convinced that Judge Barrett would overturn Roe versus Wade?
Judge Barrett and the other finalists will interpret the Constitution in a way that's consistent with the great tradition of Justice Antonin Scalia.
Former Vice President Joe Biden appealed to some of the same working-class voters that elected Mr. Trump in 2016.
The simple truth is that Donald Trump ran for office saying he would represent the forgotten men and women in this country. And then once he got in office, he forgot us.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the fight brewing in the Senate.
We've got the votes to confirm Justice Ginsburg replacement before the election.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says there will be a vote before November 3rd.
We ain't moving!
The protests have already started. Democrats fear a more conservative court would overturn the Affordable Care Act and Roe versus Wade.
The stakes of this vacancy concern no less than the future of fundamental rights for the American people.
Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris could find herself called back to Capitol Hill in the closing weeks of the campaign.
Whoever is elected should be making a decision about who sits on the United States Supreme Court. Period.
With voting already underway in some states, two Republicans want the party to wait. A third Republican, Utah's Mitt Romney, wouldn't say where he stands yet. But it would take four Republicans to block a vote. And last night, Colorado's Cory Gardner announced he will vote to confirm a qualified nominee.
The U.S. coronavirus death toll is within 200 of 200,000. And now there's been a radical change in guidance from the CDC. Here's CBS's David Begno.
It said that in addition to spreading through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person sneezes or coughs, another main way that the virus can spread is through aerosols, small airborne particles which are produced by talking, breathing, or even singing. It also said the virus can travel further than 6 feet through the air. But on Monday, the CDC scrubbed that guidance from its website, saying it was a draft that was posted by mistake.
Many of us read the draft that was up
and thought, wow, they finally get it. This is really good information.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota. He says that flip-flop, yet again by the CDC, is hurting the agency's credibility at the worst possible time.
If they had just left it up, you would have found many of the leading scientists outside of CDC congratulating them for an outstanding job.
A public affairs officer who worked for Dr. Anthony Fauci has retired suddenly after the Daily Beast reported he'd used an assumed name to post conspiracy theories and attack the National Institutes of Health on Twitter and on the conservative Red State website. Democrat Michael Bloomberg has reportedly helped raise more than $20 million to help convicted felons in Florida who've served their sentences but can't pay court costs, fines, and restitution, something state law says they have to do before regaining their right to vote this November. Tropical Storm Beta is drenching Texas after making landfall late last night about 5 miles north of Port O'Connor. The National Hurricane Center says winds are weakening, but it will stall and dump as much as 20 inches of rain with dangerous storm surge along the northeast coast. Renette Todd is with the Calhoun County Sheriff's Office.
A tropical storm is just that, but it still has dangerous conditions. Anybody driving and stuff like that, they need to stay home.
A University of Hawaii study predicts the state could lose up to 40% of its beaches because of sea levels that could rise nearly a foot over the next three decades. Graduate researcher Cammie Tavares.
We really need collaboration to decide the future of those beaches, whether we want to protect them. And if we do want to protect them, it's important that we plan sustainable options to transition entire beach developments away from the shoreline.
Southern California's Bobcat wildfire is threatening more than 1,000 homes northeast of Los Angeles with residents under evacuation orders. It's already destroyed 29 homes and other buildings. That number is expected to rise. Dana Holt says her father went back to their neighborhood.
It's really sad. My dad drove up the street. He saw probably like 6-7 homes.
The flames are also threatening Mount Wilson. Fire officials say that fire is only 15% contained. In Louisville, Kentucky, the police chief has canceled days off and vacation requests because the state attorney general is about to announce whether or not he'll charge officers who shot and killed Breonna Taylor during a raid on the wrong home back in March. Last week, the city settled a lawsuit with her family for $12 million and the promise of police reforms. In this summer of protests, very few turned ugly here in Florida. That hasn't stopped Governor Ron DeSantis from introducing a bill to create mandatory minimum sentences for violent protesters and take away any government benefits they may be getting. There were no big protests in Polk County, southwest of Orlando, but Sheriff Grady Judd has still issued this warning.
If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail.
For one NFL star, it's a case of giving a gift to a fan while inadvertently giving away too much. Don't worry, the story does have a happy ending.
Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard thought he was making a young fan's day when he handed off his white game gloves after the team's big win over the Minnesota Vikings. What he didn't realize was that the wedding ring he was wearing had slipped into them. A family member of the young boy tweeted a picture of him with the ring looking to return it. Leonard responded to the tweet saying, "I need that," adding four laughing emojis. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
The Florida Attorney General's office has announced that it won't appeal a court decision that blocked a video that prosecutors say shows New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor. That means charges against Kraft will likely be dropped. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.